When I first talked to Joe Brewster about this series, he wanted to make it clear that he was not interested in this being a brag session on him. After all, there were thousands and thousands who served our country in Vietnam. He was one who returned to tell the story. More than 58,000 did not return. Joe Brewster was Army infantry, and part of his training was Ranger School, which he credits for his survival.
I always heard that you go with days with only about 1 or 2 hours of rest, and you would go with about 1 meal per day, which you had to share with your Ranger partner, so they tried to just see how far they could push you. And I heard stories of people, you know, seeing images at night or talking to trees and whatnot, and I used to laugh about that, but on one particular patrol, when I was a point man going up one of those steep mountains, I got attacked what I thought at the time was a dinosaur. And throwing down my weapon, took off running back down the mountain, hollering over the dinosaur after me, only to find out later it was nothing more than an old grouse who was protecting his covey of babies and everything, and it had jumped up and frightened me. I was very blessed that not only was I Ranger qualified and trained, but I had a platoon sergeant that also had gone through the Ranger program. So between the two of us, we managed to get through a whole year with minimum casualties to our unit, where other units were suffering fairly high casualty rates.
Joe Brewster was 25th Infantry.
During my time in Vietnam, I served as an infantry platoon leader. Typically, you'd have about 44 men in a platoon, but due to normal attrition and injuries and wounds and whatnot, we were doing good to have 25 to 30 troops out in the field at any one time.
Surviving Vietnam was a crapshoot, especially for those who fought deep in the jungle, as did Joe Brewster. There were plenty of close calls where, for whatever reason, he was chosen to survive while others were not. He recalls one of those times.
On our last day of being out in the field, I was given instructions to go set up ambush positions in one particular area of our area of operation. And as we set off with 18 men that evening, I had a choice to make, either going into this jungle area and set up an ambush or going out into this other area along the creek bottom where I felt like the infiltration of troops might be the best for ambushing.
Joe Brewster chose the creek bed.
With no activity that night, we choppered out the next morning to another area. That afternoon, to my understanding, a Ranger unit of about 8-10 men came into the exact same area. Instead of going out into the center area where I ambushed that night, they turned into the west, went into the jungle area, and hit a full NVA regiment of close to 400 or 500 men. They were virtually wiped out, and it took 4 to 5 days of additional troops to actually eliminate that threat. I keep thinking back to what if I had that night decided to go into the jungle instead of going into this alternative area, what would have happened to us? This unit had seen us, there's no doubt about it, but they were trying to move silently from the Cambodia area down closer to Saigon without being detected. And so therefore, they were not going to engage us unless we just happened to walk right into their camp. So that's the reason why we were spared that day, and where the Ranger unit was not.
It was Joe Brewster's honor to return his unit's colors to the United States after his service was done. He'll talk about that tomorrow. This is Bravo Brazos Valley.